Coast. Broadcasting from the More Like Radio frequency. This is the Fifth Circle.
Dude, Larry, it's awesome being in the 1%.
We reject that message.
It's so great to be in the 1%. Dude, don't knock it till you try it. I literally went jet skiing and got blown twice yesterday.
Does he wear a condom when he fucks you?
No.
That a girl.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying condoms are for faggots.
Hey, listen, Alanis Morissette song.
What?
We're trying to get a good
ass. I have no ass.
No ass.
I was supposed to have a good ass.
Hey, you're laughing.
Hold on, I'll take my pants off.
No, whoa! Jesus Christ. He's actually, no! He's dead. He's dead.
My pants are for the rest of the show.
Fucking hell, I'm leaving. So,
Oh boy, it is the triumphant return of the Fifth Circle. I feel like we say that too often.
Howdy, kids.
We take too many breaks.
Yes.
Fifth Circle, live.
Yes, and in color.
10 p.m. Thursday night. More Like Radio. And I'm here.
Yes.
We're here together.
I'm looking at merch while we do this.
I am as well, unfortunately, reciprocating and having
yes.
to look at Royce.
You have to.
It's exciting, though.
It's fun.
We're in the same studio, which means we'll just be even more racist and misogynistic.
And tonight we have special guest Dr. B sitting in. Say hi, Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
There it is. And we have, of course, producer Dutch. I'm swinging it to you, Dutch. I hope you're shitting.
Can I just say it's actually co-host Dutch. I don't really consider him the producer of the show.
Okay, co-host Dutch.
I don't want to be co-host. I want to be producer.
Fine, you can be whatever you want.
Speaking of producers, did Dark Fox not make a previously on this week?
No, because it's been like 4 weeks.
Oh. Yeah, and he's trying to get in as many Hooter and Greenway promos before they self-destruct and start
working
together.
Yeah, and then he's only going to have one show, so we'll allow him. He'll only have one show left then.
Don't worry, he's allowed to do the remaining two Hooter and Greenway promos.
Well, we want to welcome aboard a new sponsor, AdamandEve.com. Clap, 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 clap.
Which means that we are moving at More Like Radio so rapidly. Gig State, now an old sponsor.
Yeah.
Boom, you're old hat now.
Yeah, classic. Classic sponsor. Deal 48, if you go to AdamandEve.com, just type that in. You get a special toy.
That's right. So, Adam and Eve, I want to welcome aboard to More Like Radio, the new woman in our life.
Yes, they are.
Listen, between you and me, Gig State, it's cool. Look, she means nothing to me.
Right.
You know
listen,
that.
You're the long-term.
Here first. And you're going to be here last, baby.
Yeah,
it's okay.
They're just our side pussy.
It's okay, sweetie. Don't listen. Do you think she can cook and vacuum like you can?
She can't.
Come on,
the
Gig
answer
State.
Is no.
You know we love you, Gig State. Come back. All right, just unpack the bag and talk
just
to me.
Listen, sleep on it.
She doesn't want to talk to you, dude.
Sleep on it. All you got to do is sleep. Are you listening to what your friends are saying, Gig State? Is that what's happening here?
Seriously, because I feel like, you know what, Gig State? Your friends always hated me.
They hated me since day one. So it's not fair. And I haven't changed.
You know what? And I don't hang out with my friends. My friends don't badmouth Gig State.
No, they don't. They like you, actually.
No, we're too busy trying to find women I can cheat on you with.
Right. I mean, it's not helping us, Mersh.
She's so not happy right now.
So we are back. Triumphant return, as the kids say. If you want to call in, the number is 954-573-2780 or 908-444-MLR1.
Okay.
Number uno. If you're on Skype, the Skype name we're using is Hippo Juice Film if you want to Skype in.
I just want to say thank God it's not MLR2. That would be embarrassing.
It would be. We are MLR1. So yeah, we're moving at fucking lightning speed and nothing could stop us. Nothing.
Can I say that was probably one of the best openings you two have ever had?
Well, it's been you know why? Because we're actually doing it face to face and it's been a while.
We don't have a Skype lag between us, and I'm not working on a shitty laptop, and I've always been pretty fond of Royce, so it's good to be back.
And you know what I love? When I open up my prep for the Fifth Circle, and I have one story in it, bing, bang, boom, one whopping story.
No, that's not true. You have two.
Oh, all right. Two stories.
All right. Well, you know what? You're not, obviously, you're cutting it in half, so you're making me sound like a real dick.
Okay, but you are.
I put in twice the amount of effort you're implying. And in my defense, you and I agreed yesterday, there's nothing going on.
Well, there is stuff going on. But why don't we explain to the listeners why you ended up in Florida and what happened in New York? I think that's a good story to tell.
I may or may not have been fired from the strip club
No, you
job.
Were. Like, it's not may or may not. You were fired.
All right, I understand that, but it was. It still sounds better.
Okay, I understand.
Trying to,
fine.
You know, theater
you
of mind.
You may or may not, but yes, we're fired from the strip club.
I may or may not have, in fact, actually, yes, been fired from a strip club.
I got
club.
It.
Yes.
Okay, and now what was the reasoning for that?
I don't know. Now, listen, I know there's a lot of listeners. You've been listening a long time. I'm going to open up here because I don't feel like you guys know me too much. Mm-hmm. I have a tendency to be very honest. Mm-hmm. And have a bit of a big mouth. Like, I know it's shocking. I'm
the
very shy.
The word you're looking for is destructive.
Okay, self-destructive, yes.
No, not just self-destructive.
It's destructive.
Destructive in general.
I do like to just destroy things.
Everything.
What happened? What did you say?
I made a comment regarding the owner and his tendency to do things that are counteract.
Well, not a manager, and the actual owner.
The owner. Now, what was the comment you made?
Well, I was asked, why does this girl have to follow the rules when I don't? And I said, well, if you feel like going up there and sucking a 400-pound guy's cock every morning, then you don't have to follow the rules either. So I'll give you the choice. Do you want to go upstairs and suck the 400-pound guy's cock? She answered me no. Mm-hmm. And I told her, cool, then just do what you're told. She apparently made a beeline straight for the owner. May have repeated that verbatim. So I was fired literally on the spot.
I think the owner's words, too, if I remember correctly, were like, whoever sucks my dick is my business.
Yes, to which I replied, except when you're doing it in a business I'm helping run and I'm here for. At this point, you have to understand I knew I was fired. Like, there was no like mental chess game that was going to happen right. That was going to get me my job back. So I'm like, I'm not going to beg like a little bitch now. All right, it's out there. Let's fucking do this. Let's play the game. Say what you said in the car. So I opened up to him in a way. And I may have told him that he is, quote, successful to spite himself. And I may have called him a fat dummy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think all valid reasons to get fired.
Granted. But I was already fired.
Yeah, you knew what was happening?
Yeah, it's kind of like... I know I'm about to be surrounded by the police.
Right.
It's an open and shut case. I'm getting the needle for killing a bunch of people, and I'm standing there with a loaded gun and my ex-wife and like a minute left.
Now, Mitch said,
like, I'm going to kill this bitch, too. Like, I'm not adding anything.
Mitch in the chat room says, didn't you turn the club around, though?
No, I didn't. I mean, we've been doing better. We've done very well, and it was a
but didn't
group
you
effort.
Yeah, Jim goes, were you cooler, like in Roadhouse? Were you finding people that were skimming off the top?
I was Dalton, bro. It was hardcore. Yeah, it was. And my general manager, who was a great guy, Jerry, he was sort of like my Sam Elliott, you know, the double douche. But, I definitely snagged a couple of bartenders that were stealing. Spotted some drugs. Like, I did my job. I did my job very well. And I'm actually a very good titty bar manager. But I'm never going to not be a dick.
Right, boot.
Being a dick is...
Got it.
Being a dick's what I do. Sorry. I can... Everybody has shortcomings.
I
deal with me being
the,
a dick,
the question
you will
is,
get an honest, reliable, incredible
employee.
The
question
employee.
Is, why did you fight that 80s-looking guy with a pool stick? Like, I'm still trying to understand... Why is that something you decided you needed to do in the Roadhouse? Oh, I mean...
The guy who looked like Tom Savini?
Right,
I don't
yes,
know.
Him.
I just...
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and make Roadhouse references.
Now, can I ask you a question, Dalton?
I will,
however...
What do
however, you mean by pain doesn't hurt? By essence, that's a definition of pain.
Listen, I'm going to say it right now on the Fifth Circle. We've been gone for 2 weeks. I'm not going to resort to Roadhouse references for the whole show.
I am.
I will, however, I am open to the idea of Roadhouse 2 references. Because I'm a huge Jake Busey
Rise
fan.
Rise of the Machines.
There is a Roadhouse too.
I know. I've
oh,
seen
okay.
it. And it's Dalton's nephew.
It's Jake Busey.
Yeah. Well, obviously the greatest of all, the greatest actor of our generation, I guess.
Dude, did you not see him in Starship Troopers?
Did see him or did you just look at him, Dutch? Because he should have won an Oscar.
I should have said that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
He's really like. Remember when he plays a space violin? That's my favorite part of fucking Starship Troopers.
Did you see the anguish and pain in his face when he got that knife thrown through his hand?
Yes.
And also, am I the only one that's still waiting for Shasta McNasty to come back out on DVD?
Well, all of us, I think, are.
I'm sorry, Blu-ray?
Yes. Actually, it's only coming out on HD DVD. On a dead format.
How appropriate.
Yes. I'm still waiting for my Roadhouse Laserdisc to come in, so...
It'll be here any day.
Right. I mean, it's big, but it's worth it, because the quality's much better than VHS.
Do you remember that in school?
Yes.
When they would break out a Laserdisc?
Yes.
And it was the size of this table?
Yeah, it was huge.
And they were like, hang on, it took 40 minutes for the machine to load it. It was like, why don't you just do this on cassette at this point? This is ridiculous.
No, because this part has a special extended 40-minute scene.
No, check out the digital effects of the guy tutoring you. All right, he looks like Max Headroom. They did this in the 80s. There's no breakthroughs going on here.
All right. Somalian comedian who dared mock militants is killed.
Well, his first mistake. Don't mock militants in Somalia. I mean, you can do it in, you know...
How about not live in Somalia?
You can mock militants in Fort Lauderdale.
Wait, Dutch, are you saying that the people that are starving in Somalia, their problem is that they should just move to someplace that's nicer?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think that's how economies work. Jesus.
Right. That was my fault. My apologies. My apologies. You don't have to mute it. I just won't do that again. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, but I need to lower it, though.
Oh, yeah, well, that needs to happen. Absolutely.
Anywho,
I just blew the show up. That was amazing.
Yeah. I heard that the guy was a radio dude too, right?
Yeah, it says on the recent radio show of a popular Somalian comedian ridiculed commanders of a ruthless Islamist insurgent group that is notorious for forcibly recruiting boys into its ranks and making them fight. Hey, young boy, he says, hey, young boys, you can't move back from the enemy shelling. Instead, just stay there and fight, the comedian said, taking the role of Al-Sabab, commander speaking by phone to his youthful troops from an oceanside spot far from the front lines. Such ribbing may have cost comedian Abedid Jelanin Malak his life.
Can I just say, where is it lost in translation? Like that joke.
I don't get the joke.
I think he got shot because the joke sucked.
On Tuesday, the 43-year-old Malak was shot dead near his home in Somalia capital by two young men suspected of belonging to Al-Shabaab, a group that pledges loyalty to Al-Qaeda.
The murderers were quoted as saying that was very insensitive and it was too soon.
Yeah, way too soon.
And by the way, this just in, Daniel Tosh has apologized for the Somalis.
Daniel Tosh has apologized for the Somali joke, guys. So get that out to him.
You know what's great, though, is that like a comedian getting killed for comments said isn't going to get anywhere the amount of press that, you know, a comedian saying something else about someone else. Like the Tosh thing is going to get way more. It's like...
Because it's simple. Because white guilt.
Nobody can be funny
anymore.
It's
white guilt. All these people, all these bleeding heart people, are like, it's just unfair. The racism. The problem is that they see white people as superior, so they let other races get away with more. I would be insulted. You know, they let them get away with more. If you're a white guy, you should know better. If you're a black guy, he's a black dude. He's real funny. Shut up.
And intimidating.
I know. Come on. It's not even fair. Such ribbing may have cost him. On Tuesday, the 43-year-old Malik was shot dead near his home in Somalia capital. The targeted killing sparked calls from investigation into his death.
And yes, folks, this is the first time we're covering a shooting of a guy named Malik, and it didn't happen in Baltimore.
Yes, many in Somalia will miss Malik's ability to make them laugh as they try to overcome some 20 years of conflict. They're enjoying resurgence of the arts and sports after militants were pushed out of the capital in August 2011. He brought smiles to our faces when all was dark and gloomy. He was a genius comedian, said Mohammed Dek Abib, a Mogadishu resident. Dozens of Somalian journalists gathered around Malik's grave on Thursday. This is a heartbreaking and painful, one of Malik's radio colleagues said through his tears at Malik's grave.
By the way, Mohammed was just only doing this interview to plug his new comedy album, Jihad to Be There.
Yeah,
it's
really
hilarious.
Good. Jihad to Be There. Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yeah. That's really that was, good. I would absolutely buy that. Jihad to Be There.
Lord, dude.
Come on. That's a good one.
It's not a good one.
Jihad to Be There.
Seriously, but it wrecked him. Damn near killed him. No, but seriously, it killed a lot of people. No? Nothing?
Amnesty International is shocked not only by the continuing pattern of targeted attacks against media, but also at the inaction of Somali authorities to protect them and to investigate these attacks seriously.
They have authorities in Somalia?
Yeah.
I'm actually more surprised that they actually have radio stations and comedians in Somalia.
Well, the way they recruit the police force is they find the tallest guy. Not a single person has been...
which is really hard in Somalia.
I know. Not a single person has been brought to justice for the killings of the journalists in Somalia this year, nor in previous years.
What a fucking wreck that entire continent is, man.
Yep,
it
is.
They really are the worst. You know, and it's...
And it's like everybody just is like... Okay, no, we give up now. It's like Africa is basically like your cracked out younger cousin. Like you want to help him out, and you did early on. Now everybody's just like, oh, he's gonna do what he's gonna do.
It's true. He's like that gambling addict cousin that you're like, I'll give it to him. He's just gonna go to the slots. He's out of his mind. But you still do it. Like you give him money every time he asks for it, and you're like, yep. Why do I keep doing this?
I saw some like. You know, stat thing or whatever, just the amount of just not just murders, but brutal murders that happen on a daily basis over in that continent, which is all the civil wars and whatnot.
And that's just Detroit.
No, I was talking about Africa. And the fact that
yeah,
the
Detroit, Africa.
Like, the rest of the world's like, what are we going to do? We can't.
By the way, Detroit, Africa, much nicer than Detroit, Michigan. Very weird.
Better industry.
Wow.
Not many people know that.
That is a better automobile. That's fucking funny. I'm sorry. That's good.
Ashley says Africa is Mersh's last three girlfriends.
That makes sense.
I don't think that's nice at all or appropriate.
yeah.
Oh, wow. You know, Marie shows up all of a sudden. Sure, I need a microphone cord so my mic works.
Yeah, Marie, what do you think? You're better than us? You're not.
Oh, my God. It's so demanding.
You're my gird.
Yeah.
She really does have just it's a mic on a mic stand. It's completely not plugged in.
You might want to grab headphones too, Marie. You might need those as well. Anyway, have you seen Miley Cyrus's new sexy photos of her in a bathtub?
What?
Yeah, these are brand new. Here, let me show them to you.
Not to sound like Sean, but I'm already over Miley Cyrus. Like, no, I'm serious. She's already like tattooed and skanky, and like I banged three strippers in the last year that look like her. Whatever.
Yeah, she does have that kind of hoary.
She got a rib tattoo. She's a skank. Once you have a tattoo over your rib cage, you're a hooah.
Oh, is that the new tramp stamp?
Yeah, it kind of is, dude. Look for it. Now that you know, it's like Chick-fil-A's. Now that you think about it, you'll see them all the time. And yeah, the girls with the stupid rib cage tattoo, that's the new thing. God, yeah. I used to love skanks. I'm falling very much out of love with them.
You're falling out of love with skanks?
Yeah, I'm over it.
Well, after they ruin your life about three or four times.
Three or in four? A month. Wow, you're being conservative in your estimates.
Yes, Marie, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Marie.
Ladies and gentlemen, hi. Marie Sarkisian.
Yay!
She's here. Yeah, I don't know. I think she looks okay in these pictures.
Marie.
I think Miley Cyrus's problem is her
chiclet teeth.
It's her mouth.
Listen, I'm not going to pull a Dutch here and go, no, I would bang Miley Cyrus. I'd be like, ew, gross whore, get out of my face. Like, am I going to go that far with it?
Dutch does say that.
Yeah, he is that
guy. That does sound like something Dutch
She's
would
gross.
Say.
Gross, I don't like her nose cavities. What are you talking about? But like Miley Cyrus, yeah, if I was at a bar and she's like, hey, you know, I got some pot back at my place, I'd be like, dumb game. This is going to be an okay night.
Yeah.
Can I not? I'm sorry. I just now noticed this, not to go off too much of a tangent, but did Dennis have a minor meltdown? He changed the code for people who don't have their name signed in the chat room. Instead of saying guest, insert number here, it says heel.
Yeah, I think it had something to do with the Cousin Joe show that was on before us.
I do like when he made all the guest numbers gay with numbers yes. after them. Because it
believe
didn't
it or not, Dutch, there's
name.
Other shows on the station besides ours.
Oh, she's got an under the titty tattoo, too. She
what does
really
it say? Just because?
She really is Billy Ray Cyrus's fucking kid.
Just because?
Oh, my God. Billy Ray Cyrus's mullet is now officially the fourth trashiest thing about him.
About the Cyrus family.
Yeah, she's got a terrible voice, too. I don't know why.
She went white trash so much faster than Britney Spears. Yeah. Britney Spears at least became white trash at like 22.
Is this
and that was mostly because of Kevin Federline.
Is this story true?
Yeah, she was slipping before that, let's be honest.
Patricia Legarreta accepts proposal from man who left her in the Aurora Theater? Is this for real?
Yes, bro. A lot of people know the story of the chick and the 4-month-old that were left in the theater
where the boyfriend just ran out.
Yeah, apparently they have decided to go through with their engagement. And they are now officially married.
Oh, she forgave him, huh?
Why would they talk about this to the media?
Patricia Legarreta went
through
to
thick and through thin.
Whoa, ow, that hurt. Whatever the fuck just happened.
Please, Marie, stop moving the microphone. Thank you.
Wow. Ooh.
Patricia Legarreta went to the premiere of The Dark Knight Rises with her two children, one only 4 months old at the theater.
That was awkward.
Yeah, really.
At the theater where three men who would play a pivotal role in her life that night.
Wasn't like I was like fiddling with it for hours. I just needed to adjust a little. I didn't know it was going to make noise.
The cord you pulled was the one cord that's actually broken. I don't want to actually make you go there and dig out for the right cord because I'm in the middle of a show and I don't want to stop it. But now fuck it. Now we stopped it. So you got the one cord that doesn't work right.
It just really hurt my eardrums.
That was...
Yeah.
Wow, that was...
So that now you know what's going on. Patricia Legarreta went to the premiere of The Dark Knight Rising with her two children, one only 4 months old, at the theater when three men who would play a pivotal role in her life that night, Jarrell Brooks, a 19-year-old stranger, James Holm, a 24-year-old stranger, and Jamie Rose and her boyfriend. One man would save Legarreta and her children that night while one tried to kill them, and the final one left behind as he escaped. After the horrific melee was over, Legarreta would accept the proposal of Roars.
How did the one guy save her life?
At one point, everyone knows that James Holm was the shooter who killed 12 people, including 6 children. You may think that and wounded more than 50. You may think that Roars was a hero who saved the now fiance and children, but he was not. Instead, Roars allegedly placed his 4-month-old on the floor and fled the theater.
Jesus Christ. That was my fault.
Yeah, that was Mercy's fault.
Not a
Can everybody stop hitting the fucking table?
Well, no, now you're making up new rules as we go along. It's like playing cards with a 4-year-old.
Okay? No,
you
no,
can't make three
hold on,
suddenly
hold on.
Wild. You never say anything about hitting the table.
Shut up for a second.
Dr. Brent.
I'm sorry.
I'm have a side conversation.
Hold on, wait a second.
Go dig
Brent. Let me finish. You're not stupid, Mersh. If you know moving the mic makes noise and the mic is on the table, therefore, by just physics, if you hit the table that the mic is on, it's going to make that noise.
Here's my problem.
You're going to have a bad time.
Here's my problem with your theory. You're putting a lot of stock in my intelligence.
Yeah, that's problem number one, Royce.
Yes, that is my fault.
He's kind of dumb.
Jarrell Brooks, a hero who stepped up when a coward ran away. Here's the video of what they're talking about.
Of the shooting? How awesome would that be?
Of the running away.
Exclusive.
The terrifying scene which unfolded in the movie theater also highlighted incredible bravery and heroism. One of those heroes is 19-year-old Jarrell Brooks, who sprung into action when he realized Patricia Legarreta and her two young children were in danger.
We're abandoned.
Both he
by
and
a
Patricia were
nigga.
Wounded by the gunman, and they join us live from Colorado this morning. Thank you so much for joining us, Jarrell and Patricia. We really appreciate you coming on this morning. And I understand that this is the first time you've seen each other since the terror unfolded. Patricia, you said that after you were shot, you couldn't remember what happened, but you heard a man's voice. You believe that man was Jarrell. You believe he saved your life and the lives of your
Wait
daughter.
A minute.
So what
Superman's
do you have to say to him
dad
this morning?
Saved her?
If Superman's dad is a black
Thank
guy.
Thank you. I mean, I just can't even... I don't know where I would be. I don't remember exactly everything that happened, but I thank him because...
Okay, but basically, Roar said he lost his 4-month-old son, Ethan, in the darkness and chaos of the theater, but got out himself. Then once outside, he could not initially find her. I got to my truck and I drove across the mall. I'm going to call 911 and trying to call Patricia. It's just ringing. Every time it rings, I'm like, they're dead. They're dead. Your whole family is dead. Jarrell Brooks had escaped danger by allegedly saw Legarreta struggling with her children and returned to help them out of the theater. Suffering a wound to his leg, he is out of the hospital and okay, sources say. Will there be fallout for the relationship? In the moments of crisis, the true challenge of a person will show up. No one ever knows how they will react or face a certain danger. Mersh, what would you have done? Be honest.
Well, in all fairness, Jarrell Brooks, you know, he really did brush off a shot to the leg, but then again, he is black and therefore used to it.
Right. He's not Plaxico, though.
Yo, man, it was in and out. No biggie.
That's kind of cool that kid
I'll
did
be
that.
Honest. A lot of guys are piling on this dude, like, personally, and I think, one of the guys from We Hit and Run said it best on my page. The guys who took a bullet for their girlfriends of like 6 months were
right.
Fucking morons. Okay? Like, I can't say I would be a total pussy and just a like, especially if it's my kid. I don't know if I'd do that.
Yeah.
But
that's the thing.
The thing is, the news story came out that three other men died shielding their girlfriends, and this guy ran away.
Yeah.
And everyone lived, and now they're engaged and happily ever after.
Not everyone is built to become a hero like Jarrell Brooks. It's easy to turn away from people you don't know and save yourself. But when it comes to family, every person wants to feel safe and protected by the one, blah, blah, blah.
I want to think that I'd be the type of person to jump into action. I mean, you don't know. You don't know what you would do in that kind of a situation. I mean, granted, you would hope that if you're a parent, you wouldn't put your four-month-old down and run out.
I don't know if they, honestly though, their relationship's ruined, whether they get married or not. It's done. Have you ever been in a situation like I've gotten my ass handed to me in situations where you have to evaluate. If somebody disrespects your girlfriend, and I don't mean like, you know, steps on her shoe at a bar. I mean like genuinely challenges your manhood caveman style in front of your chick and denigrates both of you guys, there are moments where you're like, even if I get my ass kicked, you have that choice of I'm either gonna fucking just with everything I have swing on this guy and just be the man, and even if I lose, win or lose, your chick will have respect for you.
But exactly, because there's certain moments that happen with that kind of thing where they're not going to look at you the same way.
The sex won't be the same. She'll never be like when they lay down at night and he puts like, that's the thing. I've been with women where I'm a small guy, but they know I'm kind of a lunatic. Like they know that when I at night put my arms around you and we're laying down, they feel a little safe. Like this guy's fucking, you know, a dude at least. But they're like that. That's ruined as soon as you go.
But
well,
she married him.
But still, it doesn't matter.
Engaged.
A lot of people marry.
Not yet. Not yet.
A lot of people marry people that they. It still sucks. Like it's good. They're not in love with each other.
They're
doing
still
it for whatever reason.
There's still that primal instinct she's going to have though, because women generally tend to go more towards guys who are the hunter gatherer protector type. It's just part of the genes that you have, and she saw that displayed in full force that he does not carry that type of a gene. So Mercer's right. This is finished.
You cannot enjoy sex and cuddling with a man you have no respect for.
Yeah, it's true.
You gotta have respect. Like, you know, I don't know. Fucking, for instance, I'm not saying like if Royce and Marie were at a movie theater and some guy opened fire, that Royce is going to, like, turn into Colossus and start fighting the dude and, you know...
That's not what he told me.
At least grab her hand while
bending around bullets like Neo in the Matrix. But exactly, they would at least run as a group. You know what I mean? Like, they would stick together.
But
like,
how you tell that there's a little test. What you do is that when you're... The way to tell is when you're, like... When a guy's driving and you think you're about to get into an accident... The first thing he does is put the arm across her chest. You know he's a guy that's going to protect her. But the first thing he does, like, oh my god, you know that that's just not the case. So I think that's
I always thought it was like must cop last feel before death.
No, that's not.
I thought it was just like a stop and touch.
Yeah, no, it's like, hey, you got it. Stop. I'm not going to let you die. You know,
and you don't even have to necessarily combat it physically or be a hero. Like I remember when I got married to Crazy Pants Jen, and we went out to a show one night. We went out to an open mic, and since I was like the most established comic at the time, the guys decided to let me go up last. Plus, I was there with my chick I just married a few days ago. They were like, "All right, we'll give this one to you. We'll, you know, make you look cool tonight." So they let me go up last. We're hanging out at this bar, and there's this guy who's just weird and hanging out with us too much, and he's trying to sell me pot, and like he's just out of his mind, you know. And you can tell he's all coked up, and he keeps hitting on the chick. Like I just married this girl, and he's just hitting on her, and I'm like, but he's doing that thing, and Mr. Psychiatrist will agree. There's a certain way to go about it where you're not challenging the man enough. Like you're basically hitting on a girl, but you're doing it in that way where if he reacts, he's being a dick. In his girl's eyes, there's a way to like manipulate people. He was doing that to me. He was complimenting her a lot, but he wasn't. He was telling that line where it was making me uncomfortable. But if I was like, "Yo, bro, back off," she'd be like, "Why are you so jealous, dude?"
Yeah,
he's
just
saying
like
I have nice hair.
Reactive.
Yeah, so it's like, all right. So I was letting it slide. I'm like, all right, I'm enjoying myself. I'm secure that, you know, I'm going home with my wife tonight. So I'm not a big deal. But then he starts getting weird with the like. He starts putting his arm around the back of her chair once in a while he's talking lean in for a minute, but he's only touching the chair, and then like the thumb is kind of just and I'm like, all right, dude.
I just had to react to it.
So finally it just got to the point where I was like, dude, all right, look, now I've had enough. I'm like, you know what? Now at this point, I'm going to tell you, stop. Just lay it on. You're coming off a little. You're like, you're laying it on thick, bro. Just back off. And
I'm sorry on the guy,
but she turned to me and gave me a look like, it's totally cool what you're doing. Like, she wasn't like, you know, hey, what are you doing? She was on my team with it at that point. And he's like, but he's doing the whole, what do you mean, bro? Just have a good time, you guys. Whatever, man. Congrats on. And I'm like, no, I know exactly what the fuck you're doing. And I said it in that tone. And I was like, we all know exactly what the fuck you're doing. You know what I mean? And I'm like, and this isn't going to be one of those situations where, you know what I mean, we get in a fucking dick measuring contest. I'm not fucking doing it tonight. I have to perform it a little bit. And the guy's like
that have happened to me like that. I generally just start, you know, making fun, like, you know, just trashing the guy in front of people, just trying to get everybody else to laugh at him.
All right, guy who jumped to act three. Why don't you give me a second?
I thought you were
seriously, story. Seriously, guy, story. Seriously, guy who flipped to the last page of the book to see how it ends. What happened was...
That was your story. Sorry.
Yeah, no. So, you know, I drew the line right there. So the guy was like, hey, man, I'm sorry. Let's all calm down. Let's just drink. So let me buy you guys a drink. I'm like, all right. So he buys us a drink, and he kind of backs off a little bit. He goes to the bathroom. I'm presuming to do some kind of white trash drug like cocaine or meth. He comes back. Like, I don't know. There's some time in between. He comes back. He's talking to us, but now he's keeping his distance. He knows what the fucking deal is. And then... finally, it comes time, you know, all of a sudden I hear, all right, you guys ready for your last comic? He's been on some shitty show with a guy who can't grow skin properly and a fat redhead. Give it up for Mersh, you know? So I get on stage, and as soon as I get on stage, she, like, runs to the front row, because this place wasn't exactly packed.
Right.
There were seats available. She sits in the front row, and, like, 2 minutes into my act, this fucking guy goes up in the front row and sits right next to her. And is like whispering to her and shit. He knows what the fuck he's doing. He's trying to rattle me while I'm on stage, right? So I just dove right in, and I basically called him out on it. I remember his name even. I was like, hey guys, by the way, like, can I just get a round of applause right now for Jeff the drug dealer? Come on, everybody, let's hear it for him. Everybody's clapping with me. This guy just starts turning beet red because I'm pointing right at him. I'm like, and by the way, guys, if anybody's looking for some really good pot, I'm like, this guy tried to sell me some earlier, and I'll tell you right now, I could smell it through his fucking pockets. So whatever he's carrying, worth the money. And he starts to squirm, and he's getting a little darker colored, and I'm like,
nice.
All right, you wanted to do this, bro, you know? So finally, I was like, you know, one of my favorite things about Jeff is he's a fucking gentleman. This guy wants to fuck my wife so badly that he's been buying me drinks all night. And that was the one that made everybody like, oh, shit. And this guy just literally stormed out of the building like, I'm going to take my ball and go home, kid. Like, he was just so genuinely mad and had nothing. And he just ran out of the place, and I never saw him, and I never went back to Long Beach, Long Island again.
Nice.
Well, yeah, well,
you that is a guy, if I run into with three of his friends, because he was wiggery and white trashy enough, he would shove a pistol in my mouth and fucking leave me dead in the beach. So I was like, all right, let's get out of here. That goes back to the whole, I got a little long-winded, but the whole respecting your man thing. I got my brains fucked in that night. Like, where I thought the temples of my skull were going to suck inward and my head would collapse. And I didn't have to fight the guy. I didn't have to be alpha male dickhead. I just stand your ground, dude. Or at least escape with your chick. That is horrible. That's bad camaraderie. That's basically you're telling this girl.
Your kid down on the-
I'm basically willing to dump my cum inside of you. However, I'm not willing to run alongside of you. Yeah, the air
he
massacre.
Looked at his options and said, I'm going to run faster if I don't hold this child.
He did.
He really just, it was a logical evaluation of the situation.
8 pounds is weighing me down.
I mean, it's front heavy. I might topple over.
He's only 4 months over. I'm not that attached to the kid.
The kid's probably going to scream and give away my position.
Still kind of that infant ugly. Don't really care for him too much.
Plus, his skull is still soft. I can't even use him as a shield. Like, really, there's just so many things wrong with that situation.
This one,
the kid probably wouldn't even remember it if he lives.
Yeah, really.
So
he's
young.
He's 4 months old. He's automatically going to heaven. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks, Sarah Palin. Thank you, Chick-fil-A. My hasn't yet sucked a cock 4-month-old son. Boom, straight to heaven. Love it.
So much.
That's Just to expand on that mm-hmm. thing, I never had to do the whole defending thing, but something just reminded me, Mersh, of getting your brains fucked out because you did something awesome or like manly or whatever. Like I was the first person on a car wreck, and I actually helped pull this girl who was bleeding out of the side of her head, and like held her head while my girl was behind me like crying and freaking out. But because I like held her before the paramedics got there. Dude, best like man sex I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, dude. Awesome. Anytime you're the man, and trust exactly. me, dude, I am in no way the fucking brawny paper towel either. Guy. You know what I mean? I'm not fucking Rambo here.
You can already tell you're not a man when your idea of a man is the brawny paper towel guy.
He's pretty manly.
He's very manly.
Extremely
I'm
manly.
With Mersh on this
You know he's gay and he's a bear. Not many people know that about Brawny.
I thought he was human.
No, bear is in the gay sex community.
All right, so you know what? To me, personally, what's manlier than being just a lumberjack? A lumberjack who also happens to take it in the ass? That's a tough dude.
All right, fair enough. I'll give him that. Tough guy.
And he's so absorbent.
He is.
And I'm just assuming he's a bottom. I don't know.
We absolutely don't know. Facebook is full of phonies, says Facebook. This is hurting their bottom dollar because, the stock's not doing great. Facebook estimates that 83 million of its user profiles are fake, a fact that could hurt its bottom line. In a company filings publishing this week, the social network giant said that 8.7% of its 955 million user profiles may not be legitimate.
Are you telling me that the Brent C. Applewood Facebook fan or person that I follow is not real?
What was the rapper that you said his name is on Facebook?
Oh yeah, like Malik fuck bitches get money.
Yeah,
all one word.
Malik fuck bitches
That's
get
money.
That's
not a real guy.
It's not a real dude. Believe it or not.
Kind of mad because he sends me messages every day, and I thought they were just for me. And I checked his mixtape out.
And he's always inviting me to something, even though he's performing in Oakland and I live in Florida.
Yeah, I know. Really, I thought he was.
It's like I'm sick. By the way, people on Facebook, stop inviting me to your comedy shows in New York. You dude. Redhead.
No, I will second that. Me too.
Me three.
Seriously, just because I'm your friend doesn't mean that you need to. I don't care if you're going to perform at the fucking Chuckle Hut in Jersey. You fucking Jesus. Enough.
We're not going to hop on the
first plane.
Even if
I was there, I probably wouldn't go.
And even if you are in my area, don't ever invite me to fucking theme comedy shows, okay? I don't want to go see the Bollywood heroes of comedy. I don't want to see the ladies of comedy.
You don't want to see... Right now, man, the best comedy show I ever saw was the Risky Business comedy night where everybody wore big shirts and sunglasses.
You don't want to see Three Smile Island, the improv group?
I'm not even talking about that, but and this was one of those things I was telling you about. Comedian Kurt Metzger from New York, he was talking about that the other day. Your stupid fucking theme shows. Like, hey, what about a bings of comedy? It's all Italian comedians. Your fucking theme shows all suck. All your fucking comedians suck, and they're only getting booked because they're the same whatever.
Mersh, but I raped you for... I raped you. I raped you, Mersh.
You did rape me.
I raped you.
You raped me several times.
My joke...
You know what's weird?
My joke
was... raped me the other night in here. Still, two of the best night's sleep I've ever had in my life. It's weird.
By the way, what I was going to say was I booked us for the Rapist of Comedy Tour, and it's going to be great.
I hope
Ashley,
we can manage.
The chat room says, as Brent, isn't comedy the theme of a comedy show?
Yes. Yes, Brent. It sure is.
Yes. And I honestly, I hope lack of oxidation and cancerous cells are a theme in your body.
Mitch. I really hate you.
He just
invited me on his Facebook group called Super Comedy Fun Event Time.
Oh, my God.
Actually, that one sounds kind of fun.
By the way, B-Hubs, don't plug Kurt Metzger in the chat room. Fuck him until he does a phoner. It's great that we plugged him, but, you know.
Oh, good. I was also invited.
He's doing
by
his job. Leave him alone.
Fuck his stupid page.
I was also invited by Mitch to Super Comedy Fun Time Event. I will accept. I am joining Super Fun Time Comedy Event. It's in New York, New York.
Yeah, by the way, that's what I do now. I accept all event invitations so that you over budget.
Yep.
And that you think, wow, man, it's another guy paying at the door.
That's a great idea.
Guess what?
So fuck you're going to go and then not go and then they get pissed at you and then they'd never invite you another. Dude, that's actually not bad.
Yeah, no, they won't stop inviting you.
Yeah, they won't.
It's called click everybody who's not grayed out.
They're not taking the time. They're just saying select
all.
Mm-hmm. If Evan Weiss invites me to another one of his I Live in a Basement comedy tours, I'm going to murder him. Because first off, I haven't forgotten. We know we've been off for 3 weeks, but you owe me $40, Evan, and I want my $40 fucking.
That's really what you need to do.
You need to accept it and then go on the comments thing and the event page and be like, are you going to have my $40 when I get there?
Because I'll come if I have my $40.
You guys want a good Evan Weiss story from comedy?
Yeah.
This is a true story, too. I did a show for him. God, this was like 4 years, 5 years ago. This was like pre-Joy. This is how long ago this was. And we went out, and he was like, oh, I need you. I want you to be, well, I'm going to do a Long Island's Funniest Person contest, and I need three judges. And the judges are going to perform throughout the show to anchor the show, and then they're going to judge everybody.
I like how he's a rabbi now.
That's how he talks.
It really is how he talks.
Oh, really?
And he goes, what do you think? I'll make you one of the, you know, I know you don't do contests, and you have to make you a judge. I'm like, all right, cool. Meanwhile, this just goes to show you these comedy shows, too. I just voted for the funniest person I saw. Do you know how many times I left to go smoke pot and, like, fucking make out with you? Like, I was not fucking paying attention. But I was like, yeah, all right, I'll come do your show. Evan booked a show because he used to book for McGuire's here and there, the Bringers. He booked because he couldn't get, he doesn't have any backbone. Like, he can't stand up to people. That's the thing. He either doesn't stand up at all or he goes way over the edge and threatens to murder everybody in his family.
Right.
So he didn't know how to, like, tell these comedians, you need to bring three or you need to bring four people to be on the show. And he didn't. He already started to build a rep as not enforcing his Bringers. He would still rebook you. Like, he never punished you. So people stopped bringing people. Evan had to fill McGuire's one night, which is like a small room out east on Long Island. He booked 18 comedians on one show. I shit you not.
Yeah, but that's good because sometimes you need 10 mid-acts.
Bro, when I tell you how fucking tired and bored the audience got. Like, you can book 18 performers on a show if it's a fucking burlesque show. If you have somebody juggling fire and then two girls come out and munch on each other's clits for a little bit. And then somebody does some acrobatics and the Flying Graysons come out. And then you bring another comic up and then some guy comes out and sings acoustic guitar songs about how BP oil's evil. Like, you mix it up. You can't
It was a festival that stretched over a couple of days, not all in one night.
But you can do that even with a comedy show, like musical comedy, get a guy who's got a puppet act. 18 straight up stand up comics, 15 of which were newbies, like doing just their first Bringer to get a tape. It was awesome. Like, people were just. And then you had, like, Rob White and Tim Thompson and all these dudes. Terry McNeely showed up. Like, all these real local comics all showed up. Tony Landolfi. We're all hanging out just laughing hysterically. Like, we're on number 11, and we're just kind of halfway through this thing. Like, I was the second special guest comedian, and I went up, like, 12th. It was so bad.
Awesome. Oh, so awesome's not the word.
So that just gives you an idea. Evan's just out of his mind.
I guess what we're trying to say to people listening, thinking about getting into comedy, do it. You can't fail.
Yeah, seriously. And it's not soul-crushing at all.
It's not. It doesn't destroy your life, your relationships.
It is so spiritually rewarding.
It is.
It helps you make better decisions.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Like, for instance, you've been doing it for like 6 years, and you've worked with name acts, like big names, on their album recordings, and you have like an entire plethora of celebrity names in your phone. But then you have to take shit from a guy who's only been doing comedy for a year, but his daddy's friend runs a bar on Long Island, so he gets to run that room once a week. So now he has a bargaining chip. So now that he does paid shows, spending some bar's money, it's not his money. Now he's got this whole system down, and he negotiates, and he fucking uses that, and then he uses that pog to bet against your pog.
I don't know how
slammer.
You do it, man.
It's
I'm gonna
fucking
help you
hard.
Out.
I don't do it anymore. I'm fucking done, bro.
I'm going to help him out, because now that Mersh is here, what I do is I throw him little gems once in a while for his act. Like, today's joke was like, hey, guys, not even Tom's my friend on MySpace.
It was really good.
It was, come on, that's a funny.
You know it's a good joke when I don't even laugh. I just already have the notebook out thinking about the future.
The other one I told them was, what's the deal with airline food? It just makes you want to get a bunch of box cutters and crash into a building.
I'm joking. That's just a joke. We like to have fun here.
I mean, I've done a bunch of like open night micers and things like that, and you know, it's a lot of fun, especially if you kill. I mean, bombing obviously is the greatest thing ever. But
and I'm doing the open mics now. I'm writing shit down. I'm writing. I'm creating.
That's fun. But dude, like just hearing the horror stories from like any like you or any comedian friend that I have is just like I can't do that. I'd much rather be creatively funny like on the air.
So
I'd much rather be a radio guy than be a comic.
To anybody listening, Mark Danaram, Tim Thompson, Joe Conte, like I'm Matt Ward. I'm waiting for one of you guys to make it and just come pick me up. I'm done doing that. Look, I'm not Daniel Boone, bro. I'm not wearing a stupid raccoon hat and blazing any trails. Let you go out and catch malaria a couple times and almost die on the way to Oregon and fucking call me when you're up there.
Well, I heard Conte actually died of dysentery.
That's true.
I believe
Conte was number three in my wagon.
He
in
was
Oregon Trail.
Biggest problem is he got horses instead of oxen. In
that's
the game.
Who does that?
Seriously, who uses horses?
Apparently Conte. What are you doing, Conte?
You use the oxen always.
You gotta ford the river.
You'll get there faster, but they're going to die so much quicker.
And why are you spending money on food? You can shoot it along the way.
Yeah,
it's
and don't
waste
be shooting squirrels. Wait for a buffalo.
Yeah, why waste? You spent money on the ammo. Do your math. You're not going to shoot a fucking 8-ounce squirrel. You wait for the 80-pound buffalo.
And bullets cost nothing.
I don't like how Mark comedy.
Conte. You know what, Joe Conte? You suck at Oregon Trail.
Really do.
You're a fucking asshole.
Take that, Joe Conte.
How did we end up there?
Mondays, 7 to 9, yeah. Conte and Kenny. Check
them
out. They're
put
awesome.
On a quality show too.
Brett is dying to just like
kill himself,
tear us apart. Like one day, just really dissect us because he's just. We're
what
just
do you think I'm doing while you guys are talking?
Mentally meandering, and he's quietly like, you know, of all the banal, ordinary, crazy people I deal with, these guys are fun to work.
Yeah, but, Dr. Brent, quick 30-second synopsis so far.
There's no end.
We're crazy like his patients, but we apply our craziness.
Yeah, there's no end. This is a nice neighborhood.
Well, can you talk like Brent so I feel better?
Hey, guys. So I'm going to psychoanalyze you. You know, it sounds like Mersh has a case of the Mondays. It sounds like Marie is a frowny Frank.
And she's smiling. That made no sense.
It sounds like Royce is a negative Nancy.
I really am a bitch.
I'm evil.
Those are all real psychology terms, right? Negative
Absolutely.
Nancy, frowny Frank.
Yeah.
See, I'm pretty good. I read a book once.
I
killed a bug with a book once.
Have you ever, once in your life,
it was an audio book?
It was an audio. It was a tape.
I would love to see a psychiatrist or as a patient, and they're like, "Yeah, and my dad molested me and put cigarettes out on me." You know, it sounds to me like you're just really being a negative Nancy. Yeah. And you got to let go of things.
Have you tried holding up an ashtray instead?
Dude, I gave him $400, and he told me it was a negative Nancy. This is ridiculous. He told me, and I quote, "Buck up, pal." It's not helping.
Did he slowly take his fist and just hit your chin?
Yes.
Right. Sometimes I wish he would. But then I'd have that awkward erection that I have to explain to him.
There's no such thing as an awkward erection. I mean, I guess if you're at the bottom of the ball pit at a Chuck E. Cheese, that's an awkward erection.
Or if it's connected to John Cenzari or Sean Waters at any point.
All three of those are restable erections.
Yeah, you will not. You won't. By the way, Chuck E. Cheese, your pizza's not that good anymore. I don't even know why I bought the season pass. I'm just saying. Yeah, it is. If you want to meet
really?
Chicks.
Wow.
When I was like 12, 13, I lived right by a Chuck E. Like right across the street from Chuck E. Cheese. And I was a young enough kid that I was smart. I would just go in there and I'd grab a paper hat and put it on, sit with people and eat.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it would
you
just
were a scammer at that age?
I was so young, everybody assumed I was some other guy's kid. And I would just sing along and eat cake. And play in the pulpit.
That is an awesome. That's amazing.
I used to do it every. I was bored. I did it every Saturday.
That's
sing along and eat cake.
I was already like a jaded adult then. I was the one casing a Chuck E. Cheese, going, "They're just gonna think I'm some other guy's kid." Fuck it, eh? Bing. Free pizza every Saturday. Free pizza, ice cream cake, and a fucking tube. System with ball pits. Can't beat it.
And they give you tokens too to play arcade games.
Yeah, they would just give you like, "All right, guys, everybody gets 5 and you're like, "That's cool. I just walked in here and you're giving it to me. You're dumb."
Did you ever steal it out of those big, like, weird, awkward cups that the kids would get?
And yeah, no, you know, I was a little bigger. I could jack some things. And here's the thing, it was great because, like, not only do they assume you're somebody else's kid, but you just. Like, I don't know, it's great. You get away with it. There's always, at these parties, a kid that didn't show up. Like, because they're very strict about it. Like, all right, we're going to RSVP. There's definitely going to be 21 kids at this party. But there's always one or two that gets mumps right. or the flu or something and just can't go.
Or Mersh kills them.
And bam. I would just, every single party on average has one person that doesn't show.
But then he got,
so they're like, oh, that's the kid. So when they're handing out the tokens even, they're like, oh, we got Justin, I guess everybody showed. It's weird. That never happens.
And then Mersh, of course, got kicked out for trying to have a fist fight with the walrus that plays the drums.
No, I got kicked out when I started growing a mustache, and I was 17 and still doing it.
Remember Discovery Zone? Was that nationwide, or was it just in Florida?
I had one.
But that doesn't easy.
Remember Discovery Zone?
That was easy.
Discovery Zone was fucking. So Discovery Zone was like the new hotness of Chuck E. Cheese. It was so much better.
Their commercials were so annoying, though.
Hold on, let me find it.
I had a birthday party at DZ.
That was one fucking headache-inducing commercial.
Remember the cheap Spanish one, the panda?
Oh, my God. Dandy Bear. Okay,
we've talked about this before.
You guys didn't get this nationwide, but there was a place called Dandy Bear down here, which was a Hispanic Chuck E. Cheese, and the mascot was a panda. Let me see if I can find a Dandy Bear commercial. Dandy.
I know we've talked about this before in one of our shows. Commercial. It might not have been this one.
I think it was actually a bonus show, which never got recorded. So.
Oh, what?
They're called boner shows.
Hold on, let's hear the Dandy Bear song. You don't interrupt it.
Yes, I love Dandy Bear. Please have my party there. Gonna run and play and have some fun. There's lots of games for everyone. I love you, Dandy Bear, so please have
fun. You can hear her accent.
Mom and Dad, take us there. We want to go to Dandy Bear. Their food is fresh, the pizza's best. So let's take our friends to Dandy Bear. I love you, Dandy Bear, so please have my party there.
Oh. They sound so Hispanic.
I know.
Dandy Bear! Yeah!
Dandy Bear! You need to go there! We got bear pussy and alligator pussy and ball pit pussy. Jesus Christ. The only thing that commercial was missing
and
was Cheech Marin.
Discovery Zone.
Run and swing here.
So white.
I don't think so.
This commercial feels so much safer.
Climb the slide here. I don't think so. Then where?
And there's glass breaking and it sounds safer.
Still does. Full of glass.
DC's made just for me. A place where I can really cut loose. It's all here.
Jump and tumble here.
When an adult cuts loose, it's so. With Jameson. When kids cut loose, it's in a ball pit.
By the way, and I know I'm doing this the wrong way, he's so drunk. So anyway, I'm not talking about you this time, Dutch. Dandy Bear's still around.
Yeah, you guys all missed it earlier. I walked up to and I was like, so you're ready for the show tonight? And he goes, there's a show tonight? And I'm like, you're joking, right? He's like, no. I'm like, we had a conversation about this an hour ago.
Hold on a second.
You don't understand. It was an open bar.
Why are you up in Orlando?
Well, there was an open bar at a convention that he's at.
Yeah. And what we're doing is basically interviewing new Duchess.
Yes. And so far, nice. he's winning because he's the drunkest.
You just up in Orlando for a convention, just hanging out with these guys for the weekend?
Yeah, pretty much. A little anal sex, stuff like that.
Yeah, whatever. Nice.
Yeah, whatever.
Whoa.
He's down with the
breeze. Dude, language. What are you doing?
Basically, in case you ever fall ill, Dutch, we'll have another smarmy, overeducated drunk to be on the show. And it'll be awesome.
Hey, who said I was educated?
Well played, sir.
All right, community college. Let's go to break here. Coming up after the break,
I come from, that's a PhD.
Now, is the thing confirmed, Dutch?
I'm going to call her during the break, and I'll let you know.
God,
we
so.
Have a doozy. All right, coming up after the break. Well, you know what? Stay in suspense. It's going to be amazing. Trust me. If you like domestic violence, you're going to love this.
If you like tank top t-shirts that normally go under dress shirts, you're going to love it.
All right,
she's
guys.
She's not going to go to Skype, but she can do a phoner.
That's fine. All right, guys.
Radio, and all you hear is the same music and edgy talk.
Yeah, so did we. MoreLikeRadio.com is the place to go for the best of what radio has to offer. On the go, download the More Like Radio app from the App Store or Android Market. We're not FM, we're not XM, we're More Like Radio.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
Can you hear me, Sam, doing it?
Puerto Rico, medical emergency, the emergency, but we intended to surf for the lighter.
Tootsie roll. Tootsie rock. Tootsie roll.
How the song goes.
Roll.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com. You can now hear the Hippo Juice Show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or Palm phone. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Hello, and welcome to Coming Attractions. Tonight, we'll be reviewing Keanu Reeves in Speed Reading.
All right, hotshot. You think you're so smart? Let's see you read this book. Bogus. If you read under 50 words a minute, this book explodes. Ready? Begin. 1 fish, 2 fish, red, it's fish, you idiot, fish! Dude, now I lost my place.
That was not a clip, that was the entire movie.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Fifth Circle Live with you on MoreLikeRadio.com. Second hour begins.
Exciting.
I'm excited. I'm actually semi-hard.
You know what I'm excited about, Mersh?
What are you excited about?
I'm excited about GigStake.com.
GigStake.com, that's a thing?
Dude, not only is it a thing, it's the greatest thing ever invented.
Tell me about it.
Okay, you know what? I'm glad you asked. I am glad you asked. GigStake.com has a woman that'll talk when you first go to the website, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, and make sure to mute your laptop when you're doing a live show. Be sure to have it muted. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. GigStake.com. Here's what you could do on GigStake.com.
What can you do on GigStake.com?
Well, once again, me and you, we finish each other's...
Are you glad I asked twice?
Yes.
We finish each other's sandwiches?
Sandwiches. Yes. Well, GigStake.com, you know, you need to go on GigStake.com to buy their gigs. You know what they'll do for you? They'll bring traffic to your site. As low as $5, $25, $100. They have all sorts of things. Need Facebook followers? No problem. GigStake.com has it. My music bed ran out because I did this read too long.
Now, if you had paid somebody on GigStake.com only $5, they would have made you a music bed that was long enough for you
yes,
to talk over.
They would have. They would have. Listen, go to GigStake.com, follow them on Facebook, and Twitter, guess what their Twitter name is?
GigState?
Oh my, what are you?
They
some
are
some sort of wizard?
They are marketing geniuses. Can I ask you something?
Yes. I'm glad you're asking me something.
If I go on GigState.com, yes, let's say, will they find a guy for $25 who will cut my ex-wife's brake lines?
Let's see. Searching for brake lines, GigState.com. Unfortunately, nobody has put up a break line cutting off job
but
yet.
You know what the beauty of GigState.com is? If somebody decides to start offering that service at a cheap price,
it'll be there.
Boom! He's going to do it on GigState.com.
But someone will do a professional looking Craigslist ad for you for $5.
And there is somebody on there. There's somebody on there that'll fix my ex-wife's brakes for $25.
Yeah, listen. It's not going to help there's me. There's all sort of gigs. GigState.com. Follow them. Go to their website. Check them out. They are awesome.
GigState.com.
Wow! That's my guitar solo. Wow! I'm going to do the Gig State commercial like this. Guys, are you ready to get a gig?
Hey, guys. You want a gig? Do you want to trade goods and services for money? It used to be called America, but now it's called Gig State. That's what Gig State is. It's essentially America, what America used to
be.
You
know what it is? It's America Light. It's Diet America.
It's America sans the government.
Let me tell you something right now. If you don't go to Gig State, you're a communist.
Yeah, you know what? And if you don't like Gig State, you hate our troops and you don't love Ron Paul.
You don't. And is that what you want to be? Do you want to be the guy? You want to be hates the troop guys? GigState.com.
Fucking nailed it.
All right.
I'm sold.
We are calling.
I honestly thought that was pre-recorded until about 20 seconds ago.
You know what that means, Dutch? That we are awesome.
For the record, I just want to say, Gig State.
Not really.
I'm going to say it right now, and I know I'm a little cocky. Uh-huh. Had a couple of drinks. Gig State, I dare you. I fucking dare you to find somebody that makes a better live read than that.
Yeah, Gig State, I want you to try. I want you to, because you're not going to. Joe, listen,
you know what, Gig State? Where the fuck are you going to go? Huh?
You're
stay with one of your friends? Oh, go live with your mom again.
Listen,
I like
Gig
how
State.
Keep treating them like a girlfriend.
Listen, Gig State, yeah. Where do you get off?
I was really going to say, why are you talking to the company like it's one person?
Gig State's actually awesome. We're very happy they're supporting us, and definitely check them out. I'm already
good
using
dudes.
Them.
But Gig State, I will say this. When we go out to dinner with friends, you drink a little bit too much, and the mouth starts going a little bit.
Listen,
I'm
about,
embarrassed.
How about we, two drinks, we max out there, Gig State. Because seriously, Gig State, I mean, you're making a scene at this point.
This, by the way, after I promised Royce I'd treat our sponsors so seriously.
You know what I noticed about the Gig State people? They're actually really cool and they like this. So they're
that's true. And the Gig State people get more free coverage the more we make a bit out of it. This live read is only supposed to be 60 seconds contractual.
We are calling now. The if you don't know who
what,
is,
dude, dude, what? I'm going to have to edit that out.
Why?
I told you, you can't say her name.
Spaghetti. Right. We're going to call Spaghetti.
Let's set this up. Let's just set this up real quick. The thing is that a girl who used to be a
but that's
a
not her real name.
Serious. That's a real name.
Like he gave her that nickname. I was trying to explain it to you, dude.
My bad. Okay. Can
I asked her. I was like, do you want to use that name? She's like, no, because
Dutch,
she specifically asked us not to use that.
Let's be quiet. Let's be silent for 1 second to give you a place to cut it out. Ready?
All right, wait. One more. Before we do it, one more name drop. I just want to say, so if she gained a lot of weight, would
she? Okay. Ready? Everyone stop.
Last one.
One, two, three.
We have to cut that out.
Hold on. That's fine. One, two, three, stop. Okay.
All right, so to set this up a little bit, what that we had a listener who used to call into DNR, you know, how long ago, Royce? It was a while. It was like when we first started, right?
It's got to be at least 3 years, dude. 3 or 4 years. It's been a while.
She's been off the radar for a while, and she actually just messaged me right after we got off the air on DNR the other night. And she was like, can I come on the air and talk about how I got my ass beaten up by my boyfriend?
Jesus
only
Christ.
If you want everybody getting erections.
So go ahead, you can call her there, Royce. I gave you.
I am going to call right now.
So old time listener. I mean, obviously, we got to come up with a name for her. I mean,
I'm going to call her Spaghetti.
No, let's call her
Susie.
Becky. Bertha.
Let's call her Penne.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, old timer? Long time no talk.
Hello, Penne.
Heard you in a while.
How are we?
Yeah, how you doing? Good. Well, first off, we're going to call you Becky Q, so that way we have a nice fake name. Is Becky Q work for you?
That's perfect.
Okay, Becky, I'm going to just drop the Q.
Why'd you ask?
Can I call you Beck? Listen, Blossom, how you been? What's going on? Now, we're here to help you. Tell us what we need to do to help you. Give us the skinny.
Describe what happened, because I haven't really explained too much on the air what you told me the other night.
Yeah,
so
break it down for us, Fist Magnet.
Okay, so what happened was it was about 3 o'clock in the morning.
I woke up. My ex-boyfriend wasn't home. I sent him a text message. I asked him where he was. He called me. He said, oh, I'm about 3 houses away. I'll be right there. About 2 minutes later, the bedroom door swung open, and he was like, can you come outside? I came outside. He walked out behind me. I turned around. I was like, what the hell is your problem? Picked me up off my feet, slammed me against the house. He was strangling me against the house. I had my hand behind me. I was banging on the doorbell. When, I guess, when he heard the inside door open, he threw me on the floor, and he was spitting on me. Both of his parents came out. His father came out from upstairs. He lives upstairs. His father came out, pretty much saw the argument, saw him coming at me, and walked back upstairs. His mother got in between us, and he was jumping over the top of her and open palm smacking her face. He sprained Jesus. My wrist. I have severe straining of my neck muscles. And within that time, she had pretty much drove a wedge between the two of us, got him in the house, and mind you, it's 4 o'clock in the morning almost at this point. She walks out and hands me $20 and says, I think you should leave. Maybe you should call a cab and wait on the corner. Never called the cops. Neither of them called the cops.
Was there an argument? Was there an argument that happened before this?
No. We were out earlier the night before, like the night that this happened. We were out. We were having a good time. He came in. We got home at about 12 o'clock. I made him something to eat, and I went and laid down, and he was talking to his mother. And I fell asleep. I woke up at 3, and he wasn't there. When I tell you, like, he came in and said, can you come outside? And he looked angry, and I was like, okay. And I came outside and was just attacked. He didn't tell me why.
The dinner cold?
There is absolutely no reason. Like, I didn't cheat on him. I wasn't speaking to anybody. When I tell you I am absolutely clueless, that's why this happened. I am absolutely clueless.
Now, does he do drugs or anything?
He smokes weed. That's it. He was trashed. He was drinking. But still, that's no excuse.
No. I mean, I'm not making an excuse for the guy.
Wow. Okay, now you called the cops on him, right?
Yes. And as of this morning, I had to go in today, and they rearrested him. Now, as for you guys calling him, he may still be in there because they never called me to see he was released. They rearrested him for aggravated assault because they charged him with simple assault. But then the sergeant called me, and he was like, oh, yeah, you was just a simple assault. And I was like, what would have happened to me if I didn't bang on that doorbell? I was like, he was strangling me. I couldn't breathe. And he was like, that's aggravated assault. And they upped his charges.
So wait, can we call him now?
Well, we can take a chance. I mean, he might be out. Well, sometimes what they'll do is like they'll get booked on like an assault charge, and once you get to jail, they usually they'll like bump it down to like aggravated hilarity, and then they'll you get ROR
when,
for that.
When I originally called on him, he was let out on bail. His mom bailed him out. So as of today, I don't know. Because the bail, I can guarantee you, is at least 3 times as much as it was 2 days ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Royce, want to join the conversation?
Or? Yeah. Now, if you have his number, can you some way pass it over to...
I have it here. I'll send it to you.
Can you send it to me? Let's try. Let's see what happens. I'll be happy to give him a call. Let's see here.
What are you guys going to say, though?
We're going to ask some friendly questions.
Like, seriously, hey, relax next time it's mayo instead of mustard. Kick it down a notch.
Yeah, we're echoing
bad. If we're on speakerphone, we're echoing.
It's echoing really bad, hon.
Yeah, seriously, it's like so bad I just want to hit somebody right now.
What do you mean?
Yeah, hold on.
It's echoing because of the speakerphone.
Hang up on you real quick and we'll call you back.
Okay.
Hold on, we have a caller. Hi, caller, who's this?
This is Brent.
Hey, Brent, what's going on, man?
This chick is clearly lying.
Why do you say she's lying?
She deserved it.
Whoa, dude, come on, man. What are you talking about?
You, dude. And he hung up.
Oh, and he hung up. Fucking coward.
Yeah, what a... You know what?
Fucking fuck piece of shit. All
right, we're gonna try
I apologize, back
to Tricycle, fucking Brent, whoever you are. And I don't know any Brent, but whoever you are, dude, fucking uncalled for. If that's even your name, scumbag.
I'm still here. She's a dumb cunt.
Why are you on... Dude, hang up on this fucking asshole.
All right, I hung up.
Yeah, hung up. Fuck. What an asshole, dude.
I'm a dumb cunt.
Okay, let's call. Let's
guys. Okay. Seriously, none of these fucking stupid calls. Thanks. I'm not in the mood. This is like not the tone we're trying to present.
All right,
tonight.
I'm calling the number you gave me, Dutch.
Well, hold on, dude. The connection quality is really bad. We got to hang up on.
I think we're on speaker. For being honest,
we have
is there
hang
a radio
our
somewhere?
Back.
It sounds fine on my end.
I'm like,
it sounds terrible.
I
had a couple
dude.
Of drinks. My fist is balled up. I'm just saying. Let's not do this.
All right, can I try calling now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try calling. Here we go.
This Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
He has a ringback tone.
It's better to call his cell. I don't want to accept his collect call.
Wow.
Oh, God, is this my roommate?
His phone is ringing in one of those boxes. He's gonna have to reclaim later.
The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Ironic.
Please try your call again.
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to call is currently being sodomized and traded for a box of cigarettes.
Now, are
the person you're trying to reach is currently incarcerated?
What is? I'm assuming, obviously, you're going to press charges, but what's the maximum he get for this? Is it just going to be parole? Do you know? Have you talked to a lawyer?
Well, he has prior drug charges, so he's not going to look good. This is like the third time this year he's going to Superior Court, not for anything violent, but I did look it up in the state of New Jersey. He's facing 3 to 5 years. My cousin's a corrections officer. And he said that he's looking at a minimum of 3 years.
So how did you guys
meet? And now on top of that, well, when I was about to leave, and his mom had driven a wedge between the two of us, I heard him come out of the house as I was walking, and he was screaming, "Do you know what's in this box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?"
Was it Brad Pitt's wife's head?
Or was it Gwyneth Paltrow's head? I'm just wondering.
He had a gun in the box. And his mom was looking at me and was like, "What is in that box?" And I turned around and I was like, "There's a gun in that box. And I will be sure to let the cops know he was threatening me with a firearm."
If I was him, if I were you, I'd have pointed down and been like, "Yeah, what's in this box? Not you anymore." Bam, nailed you.
And snap.
You're not going to sleep tonight.
Now, you said you're in New Jersey, so the problem is if he gets 3 years, living in New Jersey counts its time served, so he's not going to get any time. It's really...
He's not going to what?
No, I'm saying that I hope he gets the maximum amount of time.
Absolutely.
Like maybe life. But I don't know how it is, because in New Jersey, I'm sure the prison systems are not exactly empty. So I can't imagine they're going to keep somebody in there for three. I mean, it's sad as it is to say.
Seriously.
But have you gone to a lawyer? Have you got a restraining order?
I hope they give him the needle, and by needle I mean metal.
Yeah.
But what?
You haven't got a... But maybe that's the first thing you should... Well, okay. Hold on. Dr. B, you know better than me in these situations. What should she do?
Yeah.
B, Dr. B. Thank you.
One of our buddies
really
put me on the spot.
Psychiatrist. He's in the studio.
Yeah. Let's say this is somebody you knew when they came to you and said, "What should I do in this situation?" What should she do?
Well, let me ask you, is this the first time something like this has happened?
Yes.
Was there anything going on within the week? I'm sorry, go ahead.
When I tell you I was with this kid for a year, and I've seen him get angry, I've seen him, like, put a hole in the wall, but he's never raised his hand to me.
So what you're saying to me is that he's never raised his hand to you, but he's been aggressive in other ways.
Yeah, but not towards me.
But not towards you. Has he ever hit anybody else? Has he ever gotten a fight? Is he aggressive with other people?
Does he have neck tattoos? We're just going to get a picture here.
I know that he's been in fights. That's the thing with him going to court now, is that he has priors for drugs, and within the last year, he fucked somebody up pretty bad.
What kind of drugs has he been using?
He only smokes weed, but he
That's the deal. They've caught him on numerous occasions.
All right, but he says he only smokes weed, right? But, like, for instance, if the cops are talking to him right now, he may deny having hit his girlfriend. So we're not talking about, like, a truth teller here?
He took pictures of every mark on my body when I came in.
But you're sure that that's all? Like, he just seems, I don't know, man.
I know that he drank, like that. But I'm just, listen, I'm not trying to say nothing excuse. Joking aside, nothing excuses what he did. I'm just trying to understand what set him off, right?
You have to find out the scenario around the situation.
So that's the whole issue with me. My biggest issue is I don't know why. You know, I've always had a problem, like for some reason somebody's, like, wasn't speaking to me and, like, didn't tell me why. Like, that always bothered me. Now, for me to get fucking strangled and fucking put to the floor and spit on and no reason why, that's my biggest problem. I've been with you for a year, and I'm the person that you want to marry, and you just fucking came home at 3 a.m, woke me up and strangled me. Like, I want to know why.
Single.
It's weird too, because, like, honestly, like, I've had women in my life that came home and strangle and spit on me, but it was a different kind of vibe.
Yeah.
We were really into it.
Was he mentally abusive? Like, did he like put you down a lot? Like,
he
verbally?
He never said, like, oh, you're ugly or anything like that. Like, I always got a lot of like who are you texting, you know, like jealousy shit. But like, but I was always straight up with him. Like, if I was texting somebody and he was, like, bitching about it, like, overly bitching about, like, somebody I've been friends with for 10 years, I'm like, dude, like, normal people don't do this. Normal people don't get upset about something like this. I'm like, you're insecure, you know?
I've always said that in the past in relationships. Whenever people get jealous, it's a major turnoff. It's like, you know, like, honestly, you do what normal people like me and Dutch do. You make them feel worthless so they don't go anywhere. You don't start asking every person they text. It's ridiculous.
The billion-dollar question here is, do you want to stay with him?
Absolutely not. I will never see this again in my life. I moved 40 minutes away as of today.
You go, girl.
Well, good for you, because you hear tons of cases of girls who just had that Stockholm syndrome, and for some reason keep going back to that. But
Patty
good
Hurst.
For you for, you know, the first sign of abuse like that to just move on.
Definitely get a restraining order too.
You put your hands on me. That's it.
Yeah, but serious, joking aside, you really do got to get a restraining order, because
I do have a restraining order.
Oh, yeah, but what is how far does he have to stay away?
Three.
Like, is there a certain length that he has to stay away?
Yeah, it was like 500 feet. It's not anything serious.
Hold on a second. Now, why did, because you broke up earlier when you were trying to describe it. Why did he get arrested this morning?
He was arrested the night it happened, and he was rearrested today.
Why was he rearrested, though? I can't hear it, Royce. You're going to play that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Why was he rearrested again? I apologize.
Because I had called them yesterday, and I asked to speak to the detective working on the case, and I said I wanted to make sure that he was being charged appropriately. And I said, you know, could you tell me what he was charged with? He said, well, he was out on bail, and he was charged with simple assault. And like I said, I asked him, I go, officer, what would have happened if I didn't get my hand on that doorbell? I go, because he had me both hands around my neck off the floor and I couldn't breathe.
Well, we definitely,
and he goes, I call that strangulation. That is aggravated assault, not simple assault. So they call. I had to come back in this morning, and they took a recorded statement from me that were written, and they called the prosecutor's office, and the prosecutor had it upgraded to aggravated assault.
Royce, we should try calling him again. Maybe he just didn't hear his phone.
No, that's fine. I'll try again.
Can you guys
hear
me?
Generally, when I've been arrested before, I can't hear
Brent,
my phone.
Why
when
are you
I'm
calling
in,
dude? Hang up. You're not part of this bit. Come on. Lord, he doesn't get it.
So there's been
he
a
really
couple
doesn't
of days.
Get it.
There's been
a guy who wants to be part of the group of people having fun, and he doesn't get
it. Stop it. Fuck, Dutch can chase away his own listeners. They're gonna fucking chase away mine. Jesus Christ. You have to get smarmy with every listener? Holy shit.
It's a bit,
just
dude.
So
relax.
Much. It makes come me want to come home drunk and just beat the shit out of you.
I'm going to.
It's a bit. Would you relax for half a
minute? Oh, my serious, God. It just
I'm
makes me want to choke you against the garage door, Doc.
I'm going
to
try to.
It has nothing to do about you or me. It's about this.
Oh, while we listen to the classical renditions of Mozart.
You know, personally,
or actually, no, this is Vivaldi. This is the Four Seasons.
Personally, I was cared for Beethoven.
But, it's been a couple of days and you haven't heard from him or heard anything from the police as what happened on his end. Like, we don't know his story at all, besides he was drunk.
Yeah, like, I'm saying is, does anyone know why he did it? I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm trying to figure out the core reason.
I mean, maybe
why.
The parents said something, or the parents were there at the time, I guess.
I have a question. How long have you guys been together? Unless I missed that.
A year. I mean, I was living with him up until 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's a little
because
long.
Because him and I were kind of fighting all going. The time. I guess, you know, seeing too much of each other, and I moved out. And him and I had been, you know, I had been staying there for like
all
the
right,
past 2 weeks.
Thesis.
We were trying to like work on things. We were just getting aggravated with each other as of like 2 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, but again, I get aggravated with women too. I just, you know what I do? I take them out one night and then I just leave whatever place we're hanging out at and just kind of leave them there. I don't beat them.
Guys, I can give you, what I gave you was his personal cell phone. I can give you his drug cell phone, his prepaid cell phone.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, she's got the burner.
Is it a burn phone?
Well, hold on a second. Do you want to say that over the
fuck
air, though? Do you
what's
want to
his number? I don't care. Fuck him. He's a dick. What's his number?
Why don't we call the anonymous hotline for HIV tests?
Yeah, we could do that, too.
Okay. When you call the line, say you have HIV and you slept with somebody, and it's an automated service that calls, and so you might have slept with somebody with HIV.
Oh, you mean send him that message?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is an automated service through the
Here's
government.
Here's my issue with that.
That's kind of illegal.
He's going to run around town playing that voicemail for everyone and be like, this bitch got AIDS. That's why I hit her.
What's
and what, that's almost justified. I'm
hold
sorry.
Hold on.
Although hilarious, that could have repercussions.
What's his drug number?
Okay.
All right.
Does he just sell, like, what, is it, what do we want
so
to
So let's call this drug dealer at... Correct? Yes, we're doing that now.
Yes.
Do you want to say his name? So it's I'm leaving it up to you. This is up to you.
Absolutely.
All right, let's call.
I'm looking for one drug, please.
Yeah, please. Liar. Storyteller.
I'm out of this, by the way. You guys handle it.
Raconteur.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am amazing. You know why? Because I get up every morning and I feel great because I don't beat women. But how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right.
Sometimes I get really frustrated, right? You ever just feel like choking a bitch? I know I do.
Nah,
like,
never.
Like no, like never like against the garage door like 3 days ago? Because, I mean, I do it all the time. This is weird. I don't know. Like, I feel like
who
we...
Is this?
I thought we
who
were bonding.
This? Who is this?
Oh, it's Mercer. You're on the air. What I'm saying is, sir, is that sometimes you just gotta put hands on a bitch. Am I right?
In the right sense?
F apostrophe reels. That's what I'm just trying to get across right now.
It's okay.
Sometimes choking a bitch is just what's hot in the streets. I get it.
Okay.
How is the drug trade coming along? Is it
who
good?
Is,
is it booming? Because I feel
who
like in a recession, the drug biz industry is like, you titty bars and drugs do really great in a recession because everybody's depressed and shit.
No.
So why do you have two phones? Because, I mean, really, you either have two phones because you're a drug, because you're either Heisenberg or you're cheating on a bitch.
Yeah, or Jason Bourne. Why the fuck do you have two phones?
Seriously, Clive Owen and the Bourne Identity? What's wrong with you? What are you doing, silly pants?
Who is this?
Stop hitting
who
girls. It's silly. It's just ridiculous.
Who is this?
I am a man.
I think you got the wrong number.
I am a man that abuses women emotionally and mentally like a real grown-up.
Like an adult.
Yeah, seriously. Oh my God, learn how to manipulate women, stupid. You don't have to hit them all the time.
Do you even know who you're talking to?
I'm not scared of you, sir.
Yes, drunk Bruce Banner. Why don't you fucking relax?
Yeah, guy who probably won't be able to put hands on me for 7 to 10 years anyway. I'm not worried about it, stupid. What I'm saying is, stop hitting girls. It's not nice. You're a bully. It gets better.
I don't do that.
Be a star.
I don't do that.
All right, Floyd Mayweather of relationships. Fight somebody in your weight class. That's what I'm trying to say. Holy shit. Are you a black gentleman?
Who is this?
Are you a black gentleman? I'm asking a question.
Who is? I'm asking you a question.
All right,
who
Moon Cricket, answer my question first.
Listen, boy.
That's what they used to call blacks.
You will speak to me when I talk to you.
Hey, Buckwheat.
Who is this?
Who is this?
But seriously, how much are you selling an ounce for now? We're all curious. Seriously? We're waiting with bated breath.
Going rate, I can get one for like $270 if it's real, like fire. Fucking fire, though, is what I'm talking about.
I think you got the wrong number.
I'm pretty sure I have more than the right number. I'm so certain
pretty
I have the right
sure
number.
Pretty sure we don't, Ike Turner.
Because you sound so concerned. That's why I feel like I have the right number.
And your knuckles already sound scraped.
He's implying that you're gorilla-like in your blackness. You must have a huge one, dude.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, Dwayne Wade. What I'm saying is, listen, Plaxico.
Yo, if you keep talking to me like this, I'm going to have to do something about it.
Oh, yeah? What you going to do? You going to show me your neck tattoo,
hey,
nigga?
Who's
hot
this?
In the streets?
Who is
what
this?
Are you going to do? Beat up my sister?
You know who this is? You
come on,
know
tough guy. What are you
going to
do? Hold her up against the garage?
Oh, wait. You're going to kick my ass? Hang on. Let me put some makeup and a wig on first.
Hold on. Let me talk. Let me get you to someone that you can't beat up. Marie?
Yeah, seriously. Let me find somebody with a vagina.
Yeah, Marie, you wanna
that's
you wanna
girl,
you
huh?
wanna
find someone with a vagina that's
pick on
own
someone
business.
His own size?
Well, no, I wanted to find somebody with a vagina so you'd actually take a chance.
Who
and
is
and
it?
Swing on
who
him.
Who is
actually
it?
Fight. Hey, listen, Trayvon Martin, I'm it? Talking. It's my show. What I'm trying to say is
I'll beat your mother up.
I bet you would.
That's what
you
do.
That's what you
my
do.
My mother's dead.
My mom's dead.
People with vaginas and tits.
My mom's dead, and you know what? She probably would still take you, pussy.
I'll beat your mother up.
Yes, you would, but you would never try to beat me up. You know why? Because I would grab you by your fucking bitch-made throat, and I would gouge your fucking eyes out. You know why?
Hold on, dude.
Because
why
I know. Shut up. Because
that's
I am a fucking man who is. I'm an Irishman who drinks whiskey and already hates jigs. So I tell you what, put hands on a woman, now you fucking two strikes out, all right?
Yeah, Toby, why don't you fucking relax for 5 minutes?
Seriously, Denzel fucking Washington in glory?
Come on, Song of the South. Do you want to fucking treat women with respect? Are you just going to beat women up?
Pussies. I don't want to hear your fucking bitch ass.
Human
ass. You guys sound like
garbage. But seriously, though, if I need pot in Jersey, I will call you.
I'll smack both you up. I don't give a fuck. I'll smack both you up.
You know what? And you know what's great? You know what's great? I'm going
to
be the...
Right now, I'm about to flip out. You don't even know me.
And I'm going to be the...
You don't even know me.
Oh, yeah, gangsta. Listen, you're the last one on this side of the electric fence you'll ever put hands on, shithead. Go fuck your mother.
Gangster.
I think he's gone.
Westside Connection.
You don't know what
calm
I go
down.
Through.
You know, you
way,
say you a gangster, but you ain't cop
he's
nothing.
A white guy, by the way. He's talking like that, and he's a whitey.
What's hot in the streets, nigga? What's good?
I'm gonna let my little homies ride on you, bitch ass.
No, no, I said it wrong. I'm sorry. What's really good?
About. I know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, do you, stupid?
Then why were you saying that that you didn't know what we were talking about? Why don't you just fess it up, man? You hit a girl.
Yeah, Chris Brown Jr.
Ain't no such things as halfway crooks.
And I'll see her again. I don't give a fuck.
You will? Okay. Hey, by the way, we're taping this, so...
Good, I don't give a fuck.
Use this in court.
Yeah, and by the way, stupid, they don't, my cousin's a corrections officer at Rikers, so I hope they don't run out of fucking... I hope they don't run out of room in the Jersey prison, shithead.
Hey, hold on, real quick. Insult aside.
I hold on all day.
Yeah, do you?
Okay, hey, can you stop freestyling for 5 seconds? I know it's hard for you people.
Yeah, Dylon, take it down a notch. I'm trying to understand.
Seriously,
you.
Cannabis. Fucking calm down. This isn't a freestyle battle.
Yeah, seriously, LL Cool J's not doing that well. Take it down a notch. Dial it back, is what I'm saying. Why do you emulate a culture that wants nothing to do with you? That's another question I have.
Okay.
Keep it gangster. Are you like Frog from The Wire?
Okay.
Hey, White Mike McCardle.
Who is this?
Dial back,
who is
buddy.
This?
Like I said, to answer your question, sir, I am a man who has only abused women in emotional and mental sense of the word. Never put hands on him, though.
Yeah, did you just, like, run out of comebacks? Like, why did you have to hit her?
Seriously, women are like possessions to begin with. You don't have to, like, I've and never so punched my coffee table. You know what I mean? I don't have to. My coffee table just does what it's told.
Okay. I don't know if this is some way... I know you're trying to get reparations.
Hold on, sir.
But you don't do it on the face of a woman.
Seriously, it wasn't 40 acres and a black eye. Christ. Seriously, 40 acres and smeared mascara.
You, I don't know who you are, but fuck you, niggas. Peace.
Oh my god, dude, you have the highest voice. Does he hit you too? Because you sound like
he hung up.
He hung up.
He hung up.
Fucking brilliant, Mersh. By the way, I had to turn my mic off. You were making me laugh so hard. Part of that.
So Becky, how do we do?
I'm so surprised he answered, and I'm so surprised that he's talking like a retard.
Is he white? By the way, is he white?
The white as fuck.
Oh shit, that's even funnier.
You know what he does? That's
I've never in my life heard him speak like
he answers his drug phone like that, so he doesn't get fucking robbed when he shows up to a customer. Yeah, what's good, nigga? Yeah, I'll be up there in a hot minute.
Real quick, Royce, you can attest to this. We know what she looks like. We're not going to say her real name, but she's probably one of the hottest listeners we've ever had.
Royce said that to me earlier, and I will say this: Royce is a cunt when it comes to women's looks. And I said to him earlier, what's the deal with this chick? Like, what's her? And he was like, dude, she's pretty good looking. Like, yeah, and he gave me the old head nod with the eyebrows up, like, she's doing all right. Like, I don't get it.
I'm calling him back. I am.
Can I see? Can I see?
Oh, you're calling him back?
Yeah, I'm calling him back. Fuck him.
Can I see what you look like, Becky Q?
Hold on, Becky, stay quiet. You're calling him back?
We mean why? Because he hits women.
Hello?
That's why.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. What up, nigga?
Hey, listen. Hey, talking to your ass. Hey, Slim Shady, why don't you fucking relax?
With your white bitch-made ass, wife-beater-wearing ass, nigga.
Hey, fucking MC Search from third base. Calm down.
You know why? Because I sound like the other people that look like me on this planet. That's why. I have a right to pick on you, stupid.
You look like I.
I bet when you used to go home to your chick, you'd be like, no, but baby, I love you. Don't worry about it. Oh, let's watch The OC, you fucking dick. Oh,
yeah, come see me. I'll teach you how to beat that wife. I'll beat your wife up with a baseball bat.
No. You'd beat up my girlfriend.
Yeah. You can't
while
fight.
I fled a movie
you
theater.
You ain't
it's called a callback, stupid.
I feel you.
Here we go. Someone just posted a picture.
No. You know what? To quote John Cena, my friend, you can't see me. That's exactly it, all right?
Okay,
yeah, I nailed you. You're not going to sleep tonight.
Snap!
I hear you.
And just like John Cena, I only fight other men. And besides, I could never fight you, bro, because you beat up women. So if I lose to you, it's really embarrassing.
But joking aside, what's your favorite ICP song?
You know I beat that up. You know I beat all three of you up. You know.
Would you? Look, I'll put it this way, dude.
You look like you're... No, you can't.
I'm a bottle swinging, like, throw dirt in your eyes kind of guy, but if I can't overtake you, Royce fucking definitely will.
I'm pretty sure I'm bigger than you.
I hugged Royce when I got off the plane. He's beefy.
No shoes in him.
Oh, my God.
I think what happened is that he has no comebacks. He's not good at, like, verbal altercations.
No, he's not. That's why he emulates black culture, so he doesn't have to mentally keep up with anybody on his level.
You guys sound like bitches.
You fucking wannabe knuckle-dragging shithead.
6'3", bitches.
How many fucking Drake CDs do you have, shithead?
Seriously, put down the Blackstreet Best Of album.
Hey, Tiny Cock, do you have a retort?
He hung up. He hung up again.
Hey, can I ask something? Is this guy packing?
Oh, my God. Somebody posted his number in the chat room. Who did that?
That's not cool.
Who did that?
I don't know, but I think we should ban this Royce guy from the chat room.
Right?
He sounds like he's no good.
I would definitely tell the listeners, if you're going to call him, do not use the record call option, you know, for
do not.
That we
if you call
later.
Him, That's do not do
and
that.
And then if you do not listen to us and use the record option, definitely do not email it to mershitmorelikeradio.com because
right.
That would be fucking
don't
ridiculous.
Do
don't
that.
Do it. I will delete it immediately. I won't even read it.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not going to let that accidentally play on any one of my shows.
No, absolutely.
Not
I would not accidentally Merch, play every Merch. Single submission, even the bad ones.
Can I give Mersh some props here for radio genius in the fact that within the first 10 seconds of the call, he mumbled, "You're on the air."
Yes, he did really good. To be fair,
any legal responsibility because he said
be
it.
Be fair, amazing, me and Mersh planned this out for 30 minutes today, how we were going to do it, and we settled on this way. I need a little bit of credit for this because it was
we
a
did,
team
we
effort.
Did work it out, but who brought it up in the car?
It was you. It was you. I just heard Mersh do it and went, brilliant. That was
we did come up with it together, but I said to him in the car earlier today, I'm like, dude, we got to cover the whole you're on the air thing. We got to figure that out.
So, Rich from Arizona said, hurry it up. He's running out of minutes on his Boost mobile phone.
I was going to get track phone, really stupid.
Hey, somebody chirp him.
I was either going to mumble you're on the air or sing it. I was going to be like, you're
Becky.
On the air. But anyway, what's
Becky
up, buddy?
She's still there?
Yeah, she's still here.
Yep.
Hey, listen.
How long
since
did you guys date?
A year.
We've asked that.
Just a year? Okay. So when did he go from regular suburban white guy to ghetto dude?
Apparently tonight.
While he was in jail? You know what it is? I think that he's just so backed up with black cum that it's coming out his fucking ears now. Nothing on the Reservoir Dogs reference? All right, go fuck yourself.
I am getting a really...
Becky Q?
Hold on, hang on. Just real quick. I'm getting a weird error. It's... The error I'm getting is... It's... And if someone could punch it into their phone and see
is
what that
error...
That's an error message.
No,
yes, what's the name of that error, Royce? Isn't there a name for it?
You know what? I just closed it, Dutch. Sorry.
It's not an operating system's issue or
I don't know.
Skype itself.
I'm
going to
post the
know.
Error in the chat room, and if people want to see what
you
it
know,
does...
You know, I have heard that... And is somehow tied into your Windows registry.
Yes.
You might want to look into that.
Yeah.
H key slash something. I don't know.
Right.
Damn,
so Becky,
good.
You good?
Becky, I have a serious question. Seeing as how I mentally decimated your ex for you, I'm ever up in the Jersey area because I hear you're a looker. You mind if maybe you and me? I'm not saying we have to smash, but we go out to dinner and we see what happens because I hear you're cute.
How about because I help Wobbly H? Let's just Wobbly
I'm
H.
A Wobbly H in Eiffel Tower. What I'm saying is I'm adorable. I have kind of a thick cock, and I don't beat women. So, what do you say, man?
Bing. You know, hey, trying to pick up a girl now.
Can you, like, honestly, because fucking me, the guy who embarrassed him on the air, would really wound him.
Let's be honest. Oh, yeah.
You're such a saint.
I didn't hear a no.
Is she still there?
Awkward what? Silence is better than a no.
Hey, real quick, Becky, I actually, unlike Mersh, me, Dutch, I'm actually going to be in your state for a week this Monday.
I will kill you. I did all the work.
I'll call you.
All the heavy lifting.
You thank you. I do. We'll high five later.
You know,
so
if you're
I'll
sick of guys, you know.
Hold on, Marie, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you know, if guys are starting to turn you off because, you know, of all the things that happened, I happen to have family in Jersey and
she was
needing to go up there for a while so we could just hang out, you know, whatever, get a drink and
see
talk
where
about
it. Goes,
it.
Maybe see, you know, maybe
yeah,
Becky, hits you in the face. Who knows? Maybe we could all just, like, why don't we all just fly up there and we all just have fun. Hands move around. Nobody knows what's happening. Maybe Royce has some regrets. Maybe everybody got to turn on Marie, too. Maybe everybody leaves uncomfortable. What I'm saying is...
Maybe I can't look Mersh in the eye anymore.
Maybe our shows are going to suck because we have to sit in different rooms in the
or
same house.
Or they're
going to
be great.
That was either way, fun. I think this is a success. Thank you, by the way, for giving us 48 minutes of awesome radio there, Becky.
Look out for that best of.
Yeah, that's...
No holy shit.
You've been immortalized into the Fifth Circle best of. But anytime, if he starts anything, you immediately let one of us know, and we will continue to harass him on his burn phones.
Well, the thing is that Royce and I have been loyal to you for a while. You've been listening to us for a long time, so we, you know, thanks for continuing to listen to us.
Police first.
No, but seriously, police first, then maybe show entertainment.
Call us first, then the police.
No. Police should probably be aware.
1-800-411-PAIN first.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
I told you fucking assholes that this Fifth Circle was going to be a good one. I promised we were going to come back strong. And holy shit, did we. Thank you, Becky. You are amazing.
No problem.
Do we have the doctor's like last words of advice?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Hey, Springer, can we get your last words?
He's washed his hands of this whole operation.
Get the fuck away from him.
Yeah, I mean, I think
period.
Seriously, especially after I talked to him for 10 minutes, he's going to kill you.
Never go back. And let me stress this again, never ever go back.
Why? Because he talks like a black person even though he's white.
You know, it's very attractive to some people.
Who?
I don't know, me.
Okay, well, then if it's attractive to you.
I was kind of interested in what he was selling.
Pot?
Oregano?
What a do you know what he is? He's a doofus. Merch, you didn't even like that one? Come on.
No, I'm sorry. I'm too busy trying to cover up my stupid sister's mistake. Please don't mention us, you fucking... Holy right. shit, I'm trying to clean up that mess right now.
Let's, you know, let, you're let's an let admin, Becky you just go. Delete.
Becky, thank you so much for, for right. the amazingness. And get better. Hopefully you're
I'm not used to authority.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Problem, guys. And if this was recorded, it would send to me.
But you feel better. Concealer, your best friend.
All right. God damn it, Marie, for the line of the night. You son of a bitch.
Thank you, Becky. We'll talk to you soon, honey.
And
wow.
sleep safe.
Don't kill yourself.
I just did all the heavy lifting, and she's that running back that got the winning touchdown with 1 yard left. You piece of shit. Thanks, Frank Gore. You're a fucking asshole. Marie Sarkisian is the Frank Gore fifth circle.
I don't even know who that is.
I'll let you guys gain 98 yards, and I'll get the touchdown and all the fantasy points. You suck.
Yay.
All right, Becky, but seriously... Anytime you need us, you let us know. We are very...
Especially me. I'm the nice one.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that, Dutch. It kind of just dropped for no reason. Weird.
Yeah, the quality was terrible on my end, but hopefully it was good.
No, it was
end.
Actually great on our... It was great on our end.
Good.
Yeah, it was great. She's awesome. I'm glad that she called, and I'm really... We did joke, but you could say we did our duty.
I feel great because, I mean, somebody reached out to us, and I think we made a difference.
And this was the first time the Fifth Circle ever did anything, can I say, I guess, good? I don't know if that was good. We may have gotten this girl murdered.
It's good radio.
I'll be honest. A feeling of fulfillment tonight.
Guest 77964 says, guys, your wife being a bitch, maybe she burned the toast. Bed not made right. Call the number and beatergirl.com. Act now and get a free ounce of weed.
You guys are not being mature.
I think this would just be... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Dutch.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I don't think this would be appropriate if that was like a tweet hashtag, his number / beatgirl.com.
No, we shouldn't do that. No one should make that a hashtag.
We really
totally
shouldn't.
Inappropriate.
Don't think, guys, don't do that.
I wouldn't like that, and I don't think our guest would.
It's
either.
Not right.
I don't think anybody who's listening to a podcast, even if they're going to be getting it a week later, would do that.
Anybody.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. And listen.
I mean, she's concerned, you know. No, she's probably having trouble sleeping.
I really want to give another shout out.
Anyways.
The restraining order really isn't a large enough distance. She's worried.
I just want to, once again, it's just so much thank you to Chokeable Fist Magnet Becky for just being there tonight and helping us out.
She's attractive. Is. She's a longtime listener.
I
want to
fuck
her.
I haven't even seen her, but everybody said she's attractive across the board. She's obviously got a pretty high tolerance for douchebags.
And a pierced clit.
We want to post pictures of her, but she asked me, she's like, Dutch, please do not post pictures of me. Don't say my name until he's put away. Because she doesn't, you know, want anything to screw up the whole legal thing between him and her.
Well, Becky is safe. No problem.
God, I dare any show on MLR to beat this.
Yeah, you know what? I got to say, I want to break a character for a second here and thank everybody on this show. This was a great show all around. And Dutch, thank you for setting everything up.
Dutch brought it in, so thank you especially.
That was
amazing. That's the guy? What a jerk
really
off.
No,
oh, that's not really him. Okay,
it's
good.
It's just
a picture.
An artist's rendition.
I wanted to just beat him and fuck his throat when I thought that was him. I'm like, you
did
let
you
him get beat up?
No.
I don't know if you guys beat hear up on my end. Did you hear that Becky was laughing like at you guys' line?
Should we have a lawyer ready or call the police?
Are you kidding me? I'm going to run out this back door as soon as the show's over.
No,
I'm
because
scared.
All the judge has to do is be like, wow, you're like a 9.5. Why would he punch you? He's guilty.
Yeah, done.
Can I be honest? I keep hearing about you, how cute she is. I already doubt she's a 9.5. That's a hard one to pull.
I will send you. Royce, pull a picture. You're friends with her. Come on.
You know my email. Somebody shoot me something.
Royce is right there with a computer in front of you. Come on.
I
want
to see something.
I'm doing it. Hold on. Give me a second. Oh, she deleted her. Oh, no. She deleted her Facebook, Dutch. I can't.
And I'll be honest.
It's probably safe.
I understand she might be physically hot, A little wordy. I'm just saying. I might hit her too.
Dude, she got beaten up. What's wrong with you?
I know, and if she fucking said one more sentence, I might have too.
He woke her up. She was sleeping. They weren't even having a discussion.
The thing is, that was 3 a.m. Yeah, and that was probably the 75th text message you got in 2 hours, that wordy bitch.
The thing is, like, you know, in all honesty, like, she had an outlet to vent this whole thing, because who else could, you know, chicks get beaten up every other day by idiot rednecks and dumb black dudes every other, you know, minute. Actually has an outlet to an audience like she did? So obviously she, you know, was stretching for something.
I found two of them, but I don't know if it's Long Branch or Bayville.
I think.
How the hell should
I don't
want to
say. I don't want to say either or. I know what
one
it is.
No, Dutch. Why don't you just figure it out?
Dutch, type it in the chat. I won't say it.
Just figure it out. We have a couple more minutes left. You know, don't spoil this girl's spot.
I'm not spoiling her spot. I'm trying to find him.
I think we've not done her. Enough.
No. Dutch, I'm trying to find him.
We've done enough.
I mean, we're
and
probably...
And the show's over and I need a cigarette.
We're probably getting to the end of the show where we should plug Gig State and Adam and Eve and how awesome they are.
They are really awesome.
I want a butt plug.
All right. Well, there you go.
Well, you could probably buy one on Adam and Eve. Just use the promo code.
I want them to send me one. I need, you know what I mean? Damn it. My voice is going to be on your commercials. Wait, hold on. By the way, was that Marianne voiceover or was that their commercial?
That's them. They made it themselves.
Ah, okay. Good. Yes, less work for me.
Well, you didn't do it to begin
with. Power.
All right. Guys, we are wrapping up. The 360 on 420 is on after us tonight.
Ooh!
Ooh, stoners.
I was doing Dutch's bit. That is Dutch's bit. I hijacked your bit, Dutch.
Dutch, do the bit.
The overreactive, yes. Excited yell guy.
Do the ooh that you do.
He does the yay.
Ooh!
There it is.
He does ooh and yay. I like his yay
All
more.
Right, let's,
yay!
That's fun.
You do have a good excitement.
Any plugs you want to get out, guys?
He's the best commercial guy, too. Your smarmy commercials are awesome. That's it. Follow at More Like Radio, at Mersh, at Hippo Juice Film, at H Juice Marie, and at my crazy roommate guy that's not around
anymore.
He's not there anymore.
He's dead.
Bag it. You have no stick-to-itiveness.
Thank you for listening, guys. Fifth Circle will be back next week. Tomorrow, we have Brain Stew on tomorrow night, so make sure to check them out.
They're doing good.
The weekend brings Levy, of course. Monday, we're back with Lust and Love and Conti and Kenny. Tuesday, we come back to Dutch and Royce right after...
Unsigned Hype.
And live from the morgue, Saturday nights, 9 to 12.
Boom. Suck a dick.
New interview show, Who's on the Couch, Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Hubbing.
This station rocks.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. See you next week.